A potential nominee to be ambassador to South Korea is reportedly out of contention for the post after he publicly disagreed with the Trump administration's consideration of a preemptive strike against North Korea. And with the Winter Olympics starting next week in Pyeongchang, some are calling attention to the fact that the U.S. does not have an ambassador in South Korea. With me to talk about this is Jung Park, a senior fellow and the Korea chair at the Brookings Institution. And Jung, what is the importance of the U.S. at this moment in global affairs not having an ambassador in a place like South Korea?
I think I and others have been saying that South Korea needs to have a U.S. ambassador in place. The current person in charge is Mark Knapper, who is doing a wonderful bang-up job despite being the chargé there, and he's wonderfully holding down the fort. But given the prominence of the North Korea issue, given some of the big issues and the approaches that the Trump administration is taking, the U.S. needs an envoy, our person in Seoul, to manage this relationship, keep the communication lines open between the Blue House and the White House, and to make sure that the alliance remains in lockstep on every issue.
What has traditionally the role of the ambassador to South Korea been in terms of dealings with the North, especially now that we're seeing the North and South talking with each other a little bit?
I think in dealing with the North, it's critically important that we show North Korea and the world and to each other that we are completely coordinated on these issues. And I think what the ambassador does is to convey what Washington is looking to do, clear up any misconceptions, massage relationships, and to manage the relationship in a way that creates an environment for strong cooperation on North Korea and other alliance-related issues.
Is this the kind of situation where other countries might be coming in to fill the void of the U.S.? We've heard, for example, that China in some ways is trying to step up as the U.S. is seen, at least, or perceived to be sort of moving away from being a leader on the global stage. Is this one of those areas where other Asian countries might be trying to step in and take a bigger role?
I'm skeptical about that. I think overall, the U.S. Credibility and its commitment to Asia and to the region would be questioned given some of the moves that the Trump administration has been taking, including not dispatching a U.S. ambassador to Seoul. But overall, I think South Korea and Japan and our other allies and partners of the region are pretty skeptical about China stepping in as well. South Korea, for example, has seen what a China-led regional and world order would mean. And given Beijing's unofficial economic retaliation against South Korea for the THAAD deployment, that's a terminal high-altitude air defense system that the U.S. provided to South Korea. This Chinese punishment of South Korea for its alliance with the U.S. and wanting to defend itself against the North Korea missile threat, I think, showed the South Korean public that this is what the Chinese are capable of doing if they're not in agreement with something that Seoul is doing.
Even without an ambassador, am I right that there are embassy staff and other diplomats working in Seoul on some of these issues?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a huge credit to the State Department and others who serve overseas that at the working levels, the relationship continues to churn. And I find great comfort in that. On the optics of not having an ambassador there, I think it doesn't do us any service.
Well, I guess how optimistic are you that that might change in the not too distant future?
Right. Victor Cha has been working on this for about a year now, or this process has been going on for about a year. And if the Washington Post article is true, then I would be hard-pressed to find other people who would be a likely candidate, or how speedily they would be confirmed, or what kind of signal does that send to South Korea and to our allies and partners? Are we to assume that the next person that the administration picks would be for a military strike. So, and Congress is paying more attention to this. So I just don't see anybody coming on board in the next few months or even a year. So this process could just drag on with an empty ambassadorial post in South Korea for a while.
Assuming that that's the case, do you think the implications are more short-term or long-term for both the U.S. relationship with South Korea, but also dealings on the Korean Peninsula more broadly?
You know, this sends a message, I think, or reinforces the message that maybe this administration is not as concerned about the alliance relationships, especially with South Korea. So combined with this and the rather loose talk about military strikes, even preventive strikes on North Korea, I think it sends the message that the U.S. is willing to gamble with South Korea's security and maybe even Japan's security and other allies. So I think this does a great disservice to U.S. standing in Asia.
Jung Park is a senior fellow and the Korea chair at the Brookings Institution.